You're listening to Pod Loser. Today's mixtape, I assure you, I am not having any fun at all.
Milton Englund. Milt, your new book is called The End of the World. Now, can you tell us when it's going to be, or do we have to buy the book?
Yeah. Mommy-O's and NCO's from Big Daddy O'Reilly.
Big Daddy, just play the record.
I want your shield. I want your weapon. Give me that bulletproof vest. And don't forget, I'm not susceptible to your nonsense. I'm a winner. Not falling for your charms. Don't crash into your arms. Handful of coins and a bold of holier than thou, sunset gremlin.
and hanging back. You're jamming my frequencies.
Stop complaining. Stop complaining.
Now how many songs did you figure that I've written since I originally started making records in this business back beginning in college? And it's been a minute since then, but the principal challenge, it ain't really that different. It's about me not repeating myself at all, or at least repeating myself the least amount possible. The reason being is that we need some songs to lead us off the beat and path between the rocks. But now listen up, it's difficult nowadays to really go against the grain, get you some accolades, especially with these rigid finicky figure ass motherfuckers think they finally figured you out the face. Fake ass fuck.
Stop complaining.
I know it's just a certain shit pisses me off.
Stop complaining.
What am I gonna do? I mean, man, fuck that shit. I pay my taxes when I'm asked to. I'm not enthusiastic about it, but shit, I make it happen. Yeah, it's last minute, but goddamn it, they cash it.
This is fiscal harassment. They keep touching my ass.
Now, I imagine I might be feeling different about it if it was given out right. Witness it helping somebody, but it just so happens in life. The school district's too crowded. There ain't no teachers in sight. That's why the kids are so rowdy. I just imagine some asshole with glasses on hub at the Capitol. One of a thousand paws packed in an office, cramped up like animals. Pictures of his sisters, mixed your lap so app so poodleish. 2.6 kids that miss his thumb tacked to his cubicle. So damn detached from the average man's planet, he can't fathom that we could ever be anything other than stats, fat, taxable. He's getting his usual ritual, 2 o'clock, cup of noodles on while he's fucking you and your W2 is John Denver music going.
Hey, I love this one. Hey, Lil,
yeah.
Can you get me the file on...
Wait.
Yeah, he's making a little too much money.
Stop, complaining.
I know, ladies.
Stop,
I'm trying, I'm really trying.
Stop,
yeah, I know, but get a dick.
Stop,
what they say about me?
Is he a role model? We can all follow full throttle, so we don't bother having to create our own model that we go by. A fall guy I can hold accountable, cause I don't want to hold the model for my own child.
Is it really my place to raise little Billy when Hilly and Billy can fibby build a rhythm in the living room instead of bailing on him? Alienating and basically failing him, said I'm sailing on a mission to oblivion. Then inevitably on his day in court, and Billy ain't to play. Bailiff has to raise his arm, say his name in court. Of course his parents ain't in court, they play it off, say it ain't his fault, blame it on Asia born or his favorite artist, begging hard loud. Now I do admit that in the music business, some people do and say some really stupid shit. Do we get to zooming in and using what we do and say? I can see how you can say do not abuse your influence, but to all the Hillarys and the Williams in the new millennium, if you really are feeling like living with the children will be a fulfilling experience, or something you envision yourself willingly and unconditionally committed to from the beginning. Maybe you shouldn't be bumping bellies from the giddy up anyway, dummies.
Stop,
well, for now, man, you stop complaining. Whatever.
Smoking miles like we don't know where we're
won't get very far, that's for sure. He hasn't got enough blood left in him to keep a chicken alive.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
Experience, but I've only a few. I don't I was born free as Caesar, so were you.
Well, I would know. I'm the executive sales manager.
That didn't bother me at all when I heard it. I remember when I first heard them, and I was in a car on a dirt road on a dead flat piece of Michigan farmland driving through cornfields, and it came on from the local FM station. But I thought, solid, okay. It didn't bother me at all. Most things did and still do.
Park the car at the side of the road. You should know time's tide will smother you. And I will too. When life's about people, they feel so very lonely. Their only desire is to die. It doesn't make me smile. I wish I could laugh. But that joke isn't funny anymore. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. Struck me
just might die with a smile on my face after all.
These things imperfections, but they're not. Oh, that's the good stuff.
Thank you. care whether or not we care.
They're not your rescuers. They're your replacements. The end point of capitalism. A bottom line where human life has no value at all. We're fighting an algorithm. A spreadsheet. Like every worker everywhere. We're fighting the suits.
I barely see my breath surrounded. Jealousy and death, I can't be reached. Only have a call dragged underneath, separate from you all. You all. This time, lost my own return.
Pieces.
Jesus, don't want me for a sunbeam, 'cause sunbeams are not made like me. And don't expect me to cry for all the reasons you had to die. Don't ever ask your love of me. Thank you.
sad case. A case not infrequent in this supersonic age we live in.
Out here for you. You don't know what it's like to be me out here for you. It is an up at dawn, pride swallowing siege that I will never fully tell you about, okay?
Give me
You've been listening to Pod Loser. For more mixtapes, visit www.tylerhellard.com.
You lowered a bucket into the well of my despair, and you raised me up to the light of day. I thank you for that.
I'm back in Liverpool and everything seems the same, but I worked something out last night that changed this little boy's brain. A small piece of advice that took 22 years in the make, and I will break it for you now. Please learn from my mistakes. Please learn from my mistakes. Let's dance to Joy Division and celebrate the irony. Everything is going wrong, but we're so happy. Let's dance to Joy Division and raise our glass to the ceiling, cause this could all go so wrong, but we're so happy. Yeah, we're so happy. So if you're ever feeling down, grab your purse and take a taxi to the darker side of town. That's where we'll be, and we will wait for you and lead you through the dance floor up to the DJ booth. You know what to ask for, you know what to ask for. You ask for Joy Division and celebrate the irony. Everything is going wrong, but we're so happy. Let's dance to Joy Division and raise our glass to the ceiling, cause this could all go so wrong, but we're so cure for a broken heart. Let's tear us apart.